Oh yeah.
This one was awful.
I have an intro. Drop the headphones. Can't hear it. It's not what I was going to
do.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. Sorry, we're just sitting here enjoying our own intro music. It's good stuff, though. Awesome. Yep. Well, hey, welcome to CCF, our podcast. This week is focusing on discipleship. We did this, four or five podcasts ago. I think we were talking about the importance of church and attending church, what to look for in a church, all that kind of stuff. Today, we're going to jump into another, probably the majority of questions around with new believers and even seasoned believers that we can always pray. We can always pray more. We always have questions around prayer. What is it? How do we do it? Am I doing it right? All that kind of stuff. So we're going to jump in. We're going to talk a little bit about prayer in reference to just growing in it. It is an important aspect of I think growth as a Christian. I always liken it to, like if you got, you get married, you marry your wife but then never talk to her. Like, how do you think that marriage is going to go? Yeah. Well, I said I do at the time and I was, but then you never talk. You just send letters back and forth the Bible's great and the Lord speaks to us a lot through his word, but there is that, that personal connection that you miss in prayer literally is just having a conversation with God that goes back and forth, praying, speaking to him about your day, Thanksgiving, requests, all of those things, and then listening. And it's a valuable asset to your Christian walk and in your faith. And to be honest, you can tell right off of people that after a little while of talking with them, that have a vibrant prayer life. And just in the way that they, if you ever hear them pray, it just kind of rolls. Sometimes, I love listening to different people that just have it's almost like you almost feel like weird because you're sitting in listening to like a very private conversation. You know what I mean? It's like, they're right in there. They're talking to their dad right now. And this right. Am I supposed to be here? I love that, And I think that's something that we can all aspire to. And, even as a pastor for however many years, it's like, if anybody asks me, what do you need to work on more? I was like, I need to pray more. I know that, in my own flesh, a lot of times I can I'll pray a little bit and then just go attack whatever I need to attack. And it's like, no, I know in my own life, I need to spend more time in prayer. And so I guess starting it off, where do we begin? Where do you begin especially if you're a new believer, what would be some of the suggestions that you might throw out there for people to at least begin to establish some discipline in prayer?
I mean, we've talked about in the past, right? I mean, the Lord's Prayer is a great place to start, mm-hmm. where there's a great structure there of what we should pray, how we should pray, and it gives us some bearings, and then you kind of just go from there. The thing that I really liken it to, though, is God's an all-knowing God. So whatever we're praying about, he already knows.
Right. So it's pointless?
So it's the humbling of admitting it and speaking it and being vulnerable.
Mm.
And so when you think about it, I had an instance this summer where I had a person that they'd never prayed before in their life. And I don't even know what to do. I'm like, just start talking to God. He already knows your heart. He already knows what you want to say. Just say it. And he just started having a conversation and he's like, this kind of feels dumb. I'm talking to somebody not here, but because when you haven't done it.
Right.
And you don't really know what to experience or what it's, mm-hmm. it is kind of weird at first when you're praying. But like it was awesome, like, for me to be able to be a part of that, because I mean, being raised in church and being around a lot of people praying, like, you forget what that's like.
How awkward it is in the beginning. Yeah.
And so that was just such a unique experience. And so then, like, my prayer was just like a prayer of thankfulness.
Yeah.
And just, you know, God allowing me to be put in that moment and be present in that moment, and then to allow me to be able to hear that. Right. And so, I mean, that, yeah, it went on for a minute. So I don't know that I necessarily answered any questions. Other than the Lord's Prayer is kind of a decent place to start if you don't know.
I think that's, I think that's, even if I have to think of as a child where I began, and I guess, you know, as adults, if you come to the Lord and or whatever, you miss out on those foundational things, like learning the Lord's Prayer. Or I mean, I know, like, the first prayer I probably prayed was a recited, like, "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep," which is pretty terrifying, actually.
Yeah, it's super terrifying.
"And if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take." Like, those are the prayers. That's Gen X, bro. Like, we just go hardcore right from the beginning. I was like, yeah, I could die tonight. Thanks, Mom and Dad. I'll sleep perfectly normal now.
I mean, the song is playing in my head now too, but I mean,
it's Sandman.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's just one of those things that, just like anything in life, like, you get better at it as you go, because you grow spiritually as you go. So the more you pray, the more spiritually, you know, you'll see that growth. The Lord's Prayer, I don't know how long ago this was, probably 4 or 5 years ago, but, you know, I started praying that 3 times a day, and it changed my life.
Yeah.
Like, it's so powerful. It doesn't mean that should be all you pray, but, like, just having that in your pocket at all times and just saying it 3 times a day.
Yeah.
And we talked about a Bible study one night. Another cool thing was, my whole life I grew up with, you know, starting prayer with, like, you know, "Dear Heavenly Father."
Yep.
And that's great. But I, you know, over the years, like, God is our Father. He is our Lord. Yeah. He is our Dad. And, like, Richard Berry does a good, great, great time explaining that. And, like, Dad, like, he just, blatantly, "Dad, like, I need this," or whatever.
Yep.
But that connection of, like, he is our Father. Like, mm-hmm. He created us. We are all his, and he is available for all of us. So, like, that makes it a little bit more intimate. Not saying there's anything wrong with "Dear Heavenly Father," but it was kind of like a, you know, once you get to that point where you're growing spiritually, it's like, hey, like, I can change that. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, "Pray without ceasing. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances." And that's your dad, Pastor Dan, does a great job. Well, it's just like, he tells stories about, you know, he's just talking to God all day long.
Yeah.
Like, that's prayer. That's, you know, that's you in communication. Mm-hmm. And he has some, you know, funny stories and great stories of, you know, that actually, you know, action behind that.
Right.
But yeah, it's one of those things where you have to get in prayer, like you said, like you have to humble yourself and actually call out to him. Like, he knows everything, but yes, like, being thankful, being grateful. You know, bringing your request to him. He wants that communication with you, regardless if it's his will or not. Like, he's going to show you, he's going to tell you. But yeah, it's such a, like if you can get that down with, like, reading, mm-hmm. like, a lot of people have one or the other, but never really make the full connection. Like, it's very powerful, very powerful.
And I think that's, you know, you said it, it's the, maybe the reason that people don't pray as much as they're like, man, I really want to, it because it is humbling. I mean, if nothing else, the first step in prayer is acknowledging that, one, I'm praying to someone bigger than
a higher power.
I'm humbling myself, saying, God, I don't have this. Like, I need you to step in. I, you know, and so there is that humility that has to come to a, you know, like, okay, I'm reaching out to something else.
Which men don't like.
Right. So
it's not in us.
Buckle down and just work harder, you know? But it really begins with that. It begins with, you know, I mean, it's like, our Father who art in heaven. I mean, you're just like, oh, you're acknowledging, like, there is a God who is much higher than I, you know, and I'm coming to you for my daily bread, for my forgiveness, for, you know, all of that. And, you know, it's important. you know, everything you do should be bathed in prayer. I mean, it's just, you know, and like Matt said, I mean, yeah, God knows everything before it comes off your mouth. He knows. Yeah. And, but so, you know, yeah, he said, well, then why bother? It's like, well, because he wants us to know, like he wants us to know that he knows and that he can, he's working in our lives to do that. I, you know, there are prayers in the Bible that you can recite. I think there's, I was always taught, you know, probably elementary, junior high, just taking scriptures. The Psalms are full of them. You know, David, yeah, they're songs, but they're also, a lot of them are prayers. And, you know, just praying through. I mean, I think of like the 91st Psalm. It's like, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Like, that's awesome. Like, just realizing, okay, again, we have an Almighty God. You know, I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust, for he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. You can take it right there and say, Lord, I'm just asking God right now that you would keep me. You would protect me. You would watch over me. You would keep me from sickness and whatever is going around in, you know, in the air today. Like, you would keep me from that. He'll cover you with his pinions or wings, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a buckler. Again, you know, just a prayer of like, God, I need your protection. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked, because you have made the Lord your dwelling place. The Most High is my refuge. No evil shall be allowed to befall. No plague come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. And on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You know, you can go, I mean, that literally, like, if you have, you know, you have fear in your life or need protection, like, yeah, the 91st Psalm is a great place to go and just pray it. Just like, God, this is my prayer to you.
Yeah. I think it's important to understand too that prayer changes things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So no matter what you're going through in your life, if you're not, like, God may not intervene if you don't communicate with him.
Yeah.
He might change a situation if you're communicating with him. Same with like curing. So like, we don't know how he's thinking. It could be that one person.
Yep.
That if that one person prays over that person, they might be cured. So you never know. Or it could be like, hey, if 100 people pray over this person, like, that miracle could happen.
Yep.
So you never really know, you know, all in his will, but like, prayer does change things. And he tells us very clearly to be in prayer all the time. So it's like, you can't expect miracles if you don't pray.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, and I think too, like, even if, you know, your situation doesn't change in your prayer, prayer changes your perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you can't be seeking God and praying to God and not have your perspective change if you're really praying to him with a heart that's seeking him.
Right.
And so, I mean, if nothing else, like, prayer is not a tool for like a get out of jail free card for whatever sucky situation you find yourself in.
Yeah.
Prayer is something to talk to God, to give him our deepest needs, our concerns, and our worship and our praise. I mean, prayer is a form of worship.
Right.
And it's a way to beseech God, talk to God, but also honor him, thank him. And I mean, to talk more to your point of what you talked about just a second ago, Curtis, with, you know, continuously praying and stuff like that. I mean, Romans 8:26-27, and the Holy Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father who knows all hearts knows what the Spirit is saying, for the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. And so, like, I mean, like, when I read that and I think about prayer and think about the fact that, like, when we don't know really what to pray for, how to pray, the Holy Spirit is groaning before the Lord for us.
Yep.
Because the Holy Spirit knows what we need and is going there to intercede for us all the time.
Yeah.
And so, like, for me, like, you know, after reading that, it's like, I need to do more, because, like, if the Holy Spirit's always doing that for me, I needed to level up my game.
Hmm.
And a big part is, too, I think sometimes time. People sure. think like, oh, if I'm going to pray, well, I got 15 minutes. I gotta.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. I mean, like when I'm getting into stuff like at school, like it's just a quick like, man, I know this is going to be a heated thing. God, just please help me keep my patience. Yeah. Help me have a calm voice, a low voice, and just help me to understand. Help me to listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't let me try to solve this because I'm a solver.
Right.
So like, don't let me try to solve this. Let me just hear them. Mm. Let me let them feel heard.
Right.
And then boom, go. And then and just walk in that. And a lot of times, yeah, I'm praying it. But a lot of times too, it's also just like a self reminder.
Mm.
Like, hey, don't be an idiot.
Mm.
And but you know, asking God to walk with me in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you're right. I you know, and just to add to one of the points, you know, sometimes people are like, well, I don't even know what to pray. And sometimes you're in a place that is so dark or so traumatic or so like, you know, I want people to understand like God even understands your groans and your crying, you know, like when you have been broken and you have nothing to say and all you can do is cry and shed tears and just groan. Like the Holy Spirit somehow supernaturally knows how to take that groaning, take those tears and send them before the Lord and say, this is what he needs. Like, this is what we need, you know? And I've seen that so many times and so often when people are just at that place of complete brokenness, you know, and just distraught and they got like, I don't even know what, I can't pray. Like then just cry, you know, like, I mean, it's okay. It's okay to just break down and cry. God can understand that, you know, and it's just powerful just to know. Cause even in that, like you all of a sudden you experience the presence of God in your darkest hour, right? He's there. And you know, there's nothing greater than that. Than just to know that, yeah, this is a difficult time, but God is walking me through it, and
yep.
you know, he can do that. The other side of it is that Jesus tells us to pray for our enemies, and I think that touches a little bit on like the perspective, right? It changes, not like pray that their brakes go out and that they they die. Although David did have those prayers, but like pray for those who are enemies and those who persecute you. And I was thinking a gentleman several years ago. He was going through it with his ex-wife, and just unforgiveness and just dealing with this. You know, it wasn't a good thing to help him. Still trying to raise her kids and one time I said, hey, you know what you need to do? You need to start praying for her. Mm-hmm. He looked at me like I had like three heads. He was like, are you kidding me? I'm like, I would pray for her. I'm like, you know, I mean, at this point in time, you're considering her your enemy.
Yep.
That's what the guy, you know, and he did. And he started, you know, as humbling as it was, and as much as he didn't want to, he began to pray for her. And it changed his heart towards her so that they could work together. Mm-hmm. You know, like, the story isn't, oh, then they got married. They're like, no, they could work together towards raising their kids and not, I mean, and you know, and he only testifies that like it's because he started to pray for her.
Yeah.
Didn't mean that she changed, but his, like you said, his heart changed towards her and he started praying a blessing over her and all, you know, and it took a lot, but God worked in him to be like, okay, like we can do this. And so, yeah, like you said, prayer is, and it has an amazing power, that we don't always foresee.
Right.
You know, but we're called to do it. So,
Yeah, and there's been a lot of times where, like, back to like praying without ceasing, like it's all. He knows everything we don't know, and sometimes we get caught up in our human mode, human minds, our brains, and we need or we want something now. I mean, there's been tons of times in business where it's like, you can look back, and just be like, it wasn't the right time. And then you can clearly see, like, now's the time. So it's like you pray without ceasing. You keep praying. And then, you know, you got to take into account, like, we have the Holy Spirit, but there's still spiritual warfare everywhere going all the time. I love the story in Daniel, like, when Gabriel, came to Daniel, and he's like, sorry, man, like, out of breath. Like, it took me 21 days to get here.
Yeah.
Like, I was fighting demons.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Michael had to come get me out of it so I could get to you.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's what we're dealing with, like, in the spiritual realm.
Yeah,
so absolutely. Don't forget that just because it's not, nothing is on your timing, but there's a lot of things going on that we don't see.
Yep.
But I love that story because it's just like, that gives you hope of like, you know, keep praying. Yep. Even like, yeah, if you get a bad result or you have a bad day or you don't get what you were supposed to get or this plan didn't work out, this business thing didn't work out, blah, 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 blah. It's like, well, keep praying. Yep. Maybe it just wasn't the time or something's being held back for a reason. There's been so many times where, you know, even with, you know, back to like losing my brother, you know, we were in the biggest gym drought we've ever been in. Yep. And we had no idea what was going on. Because that's not how God was working it. Right. Like, that's how we were like, bang, bang, bang. Then all of a sudden, it's like, we've gone 8 months without a gym. We can't find anything. Yep. Everything is dry. And then, boom, like, that happened.
Yep.
Like, if I would have been in the middle of a gym, it would have completely destroyed everything.
Yeah.
So it's like, just that example of, like, you know, why.
Yeah.
Like, there's, God sees the future. He knows what's coming for you. So it just might not be the right time. And not to say it's always going to be a bad thing. It might be a good thing. Yeah. But there are things that happen that it's like, oh, wow, he was protecting me.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's why nothing was happening. He was protecting me. He was preparing me. Even in those times, like, you know, getting in your word and, like I was prepared to lose my brother.
Yeah.
As hard as it was, spiritually, I was prepared.
Yep.
Wouldn't have happened if I had just opened two gyms. Like, I would have been off the walls all the time. Just remember that, like, pray without ceasing all the time. And know that God sees the future. He knows everything that's coming. So sometimes, like, things are held up for reasons for you, for your protection. You know, it's not just always, oh, he said no. Right. Like, it's... Yep.
He wants what's best for us.
Yeah.
You know, we might have plans, like, God, bless this plan.
Right.
And he's like, I can't bless that plan because that's not going to be good for you. And, so, you know, we like, well, does God answer prayer? Yeah, he answers all prayer. Sometimes it's no. Sometimes it's yes. Sometimes it's like... You need to hold on, like not yet. You know,
We're working.
You know, we got some other things to work through first. So, again, it goes back to the fact that like prayer, it literally, yes, it's a humbling thing, but it's also you're surrendering these things to the Lord,
right?
And allowing Him to be like, okay, God, like,
you
know, I mean, I don't know how many times we've talked about like, oh, should I do this? Should I not do this? Right. I'm like, well, let's pray, and you hand it over to the Lord. It's okay, God, like. I feel like I'm supposed to go in this direction, but you know, I want you. You know, you direct.
Right.
You give us the answer, and it's taking the hands off the wheel and letting Him drive.
As a Christian, like just remembering, like He is sovereign. Yeah. So whatever the answer is, just know it's either part of your plan or it's not part of your plan.
Yep.
It's part of God's plan. It isn't part of God's plan, and that still builds your faith.
Absolutely.
Just okay. Like, nope, that's not in the cards for me. That's not. And then He directs you down something better in a month.
Yep.
So, like, don't get frustrated about it, but just let it grow your faith and be in God's will.
Well, then, like, also, too, like, with the, you know, a lot of times more of the not yet, it's you haven't finished the season that you're supposed to be in because you haven't either learned the lesson or you haven't done what God wanted you to finish before He gives you what you think you want next. And so,
and that falls on us,
right? And so again, it just goes to continue to, you know, seeking, reading, and praying about, you know, that perspective of and having thankfulness in whatever moment you're in. I mean, like you mentioned, like test results, like you get test results you don't like. Well, okay, that doesn't mean God's against you,
right?
He has a plan in that for you. Mm. It could be the person that you're sitting next to in treatment that you get to witness to because you have a captive audience. And I mean, sometimes it might not even be you that's going through, it might be a relative, but like when you're there, I mean, like I had a thing this summer, like with my dad, and for whatever reason, I was just like, I'm going to be sitting there for like 3 hours. So I'm going to take my Bible. I was going to read my Bible. I'm sitting in the waiting room and the conversations that started and people were like, oh wow. Yeah. What are you reading about? And so we just started a conversation and then they're like, an hour later, my mom's like, hey, you coming in or what? Like, dad's out. He's ready to see us, and he wants to see you. And I'm like, well, just a second. Let me finish this conversation. Like, where? But when you go into things expectant God has something for me in this, what is it? And then you just walk through that way. No matter what it is, like, you're going to get something out of it that's going to advance the kingdom versus just trying to make it all about me and what I want. Being selfish.
Yep.
And so it's, I can't really say it enough because really just because it's how is how it's been working with me, like perspective.
Yeah.
And that's why I keep talking about it is because it's been such an impact in the last like 6 months or so for me with really digging into that and understanding what that is.
Yeah. It's a really good spiritual check because, you know, to live is Christ, to die is gain. Mm-hmm. So like you're saying, I mean, you know, not to make light of anything, but like if you're in that position, who are you bringing with you? If you can save two people in the waiting room,
yep,
but you die tomorrow.
Yep.
Right.
Is that not worth it?
Amen.
Right.
Right.
As hard as it is to wrap your head around,
right,
that is our goal.
Right. We don't
That's not what we want, but our selfishness and our human part of us, you know, that's the ultimate goal is to, okay, who can I get in here before I go?
Yep.
Yep.
Who can I bring with me?
Amen.
Yep.
So.
Well, I think that's part of it. Like, I mean, you know, kind of robbing this a little bit from something I heard earlier, but like, I hadn't thought about it this way, but like, you know, we shouldn't be doing things just because of the idea of getting there and hearing the well done, good and faithful servant. Mm. We should be doing things because we're trying to grow the kingdom of God. Right. And we're trying to bear fruit because of our love for him and our admiration for him and trying to be more Christ-like, not for an accolade or for a reward.
For us, yeah.
Right. And so, I mean, when you bear into that, then, yeah, I mean, that's exactly how it should be. We should be trying to be the light that those two people or three people or one person is why they turn to Christ. Not that it's of us, but it's our willingness to adhere to the will of God and the word of God and to go into that. I mean, we're kind of getting a little ways away from prayer right now, but like it's still related.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and that, you know, I think just to bring it back to like prayer and it you know, like you guys are talking, it sets our hearts. I mean, you mentioned like it prepares us for whatever God is doing, because it's a connection. I mean, that's part of it. It's connecting with the Lord. And you know, I'd want to add this there, the power there. Obviously, prayer has power, and the amazing thing about prayer is that you can do it anywhere. Mm-hmm. And I've just read, I think was it in the UK a couple weeks ago, like they were arresting people standing on the sidewalk praying.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like UK.
Yeah,
they were praying. That's it. They were being arrested so what is that? Like, what is that? I mean, you know, talking about spiritual warfare, it's like, obviously, you know, in the spirit realm, the enemy like is afraid of Christians who are praying regardless.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't picketing. They weren't doing it. They were praying and being arrested because of it. And yet, you know, the truth is, like, we can pray anyway. The power of prayer goes with us. Like, God is with us wherever we are. Mm. I mean, I think some people get caught up in like, well, I pray when I go to church. I can pray when I get there. I pray when I, you know, in some whatever spiritual place that they designate. But, you know, I mean, I can sadly say in college, I prayed at the throne of the porcelain toilet too many times. Yeah. Like, just like, God, I promise I'll never do this again if you just let me live, you know? There are all kinds of different prayers, and you can pray anywhere. I mean, my greatest time of prayer when I lived in Charlotte was the 30-minute ride into downtown, and just, you know, I prayed with my eyes open, you know, I'm driving, but just, you know, preparing, like, I got a half hour every day. I'm going to use it. Yep. I shut the radio off and I just started to pray. Mm. And I mean, I had some just amazing times with the Lord in that 30 minutes.
Yep.
And so, you know, just realize that obviously the enemy is aware that you can pray anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, they may take your Bible from you. They may do whatever, but you know what? You can pray.
It just proves how much power there is.
Yeah.
Like, what other religion or person or false god gets arrested for praying to them?
Exactly right.
Yeah. Absolutely nobody.
Yeah.
Only Christians praying to the real power.
Yeah.
Yep. Like, that's what it is. That's like, the battle.
What are you afraid of?
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, one of my favorite places is because it's fall. So it's hunting season. And so this weekend I was out in the woods, and every day I go in, I just pray. I used to, like I said this a couple weeks ago, give me the big buck. Now it's just, you know,
yes,
God, just help me have a unique experience in the woods today. And so, like, Monday I saw 13 deer. And, you know, I tell people that, and the first thing is, like, well, how many did you shoot? None. No, I didn't shoot any of them. I mean, the shot didn't present itself. Right. But, like, it was just cool, like, seeing that many deer. But what was really awesome was, in the middle of all of it, I just had a prayer time with God. And as I'm praying for him and just thanking him and praising him, a sparrow shows up and starts singing. And then another sparrow shows up and starts singing. And then another sparrow shows up. And I was surrounded by probably a dozen sparrows by the time I was done praying.
Cinematic.
Like, it seems just, like a Disney movie right like now. Singing.
No, I'm not even making this up. I mean, there's no way to prove it.
This is cinematic right now.
I am not making it up. And it was just awesome because, I mean, just like laying it out before God and just praising him and thanking him for all that he's doing for me right now and just giving that to him. And then the sparrows just came in. And I just, it was just an awesome experience. And I, like, that's what you get, though. Like, when you bear into God and you start, like, pouring your heart out to God, he pours back into us.
Yeah.
And because he loves us. And, I mean, it's just incredible. So, it's like, pray. And pray Absolutely. Audaciously. Like, we always put limits on things. Like, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, too. Like, when we had Big Give Sunday, we had baptism. Like, we were like, maybe 30 people. Maybe 50,000. And, like, why do we put limits on things? Like, God is going to blow the doors. Like, we should pray for, like, such outrageous things and have faith in them that God can do them, right? I mean, like, there's no reason why in another year that we couldn't have over 1,000 people here on a Sunday morning.
Right.
No reason.
You said it first.
But, like, we have to, and I said more than.
Four services.
So, like, I mean, there's no reason why that can't happen.
Right.
The reason it won't happen is because people aren't praying, people aren't digging in, people aren't serving. Right. We're just being lazy.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. So, and we turn our focus from God and make it about man. Yeah. And then we're not going to get rewarded anymore. And it's going to be, everything's going to be for naught.
Right.
The book Dangerous Prayers by Craig Rochelle.
That's.
Say that'll challenge you is an understatement.
Yes. That's a phenomenal book. Write that one down. Dangerous Prayers. That one was one of the ones I read probably 4 or 5 years ago that, like, drastically changed my prayer life. But that one's really good. But yeah, it's not a one way street. Just like you're talking about, like, God's always there.
Okay,
it's always us that sucks.
Yep.
Right.
Like, we're the ones that mess up. We're the ones that don't communicate.
We don't listen.
But we just expect it. Yep. We just expect it. That's not how it works. Like, there's got to be that relationship. There's got to be that vertical, or you're not gonna get anything.
Right.
So,
no, that's good. Yeah, prayer is definitely, you know, I mean, it's a foundational discipline, right from the very beginning of your Christian walk. You know, if you can begin the journey of prayer, as awkward as it might be, you know, at first, like I'm just kind of talking into the air. I was given a book last winter. I think my dad gave it to me, and I can't remember. I don't know if it was like the chair. I don't know if that's the name of it, but literally, like, this guy was just explaining, like, just how to begin to pray. He had a chair in his office, kept it empty, and he would spend like a half hour just like his CEO, God, sitting in that chair, and he would just have this conversation. Well, what about this? And I got this bill coming over, and what we have these plans, and then just. Yeah. Just sitting there and listening. And I mean, anyone looking from the outside, what is wrong with this guy? Yeah. But, you know,
put a piece of paper and pen down just in case.
What is that? I get that sometimes. Like, I'm praying or singing or worshiping in my car. I'm like, oh yeah, these windows aren't tinted.
Yeah.
But now everyone has like Bluetooth. Like, I could be talking on the phone. You don't know.
Could be.
But as awkward as it may seem, the more you spend time in prayer, the more natural it is, and it doesn't have to sound like anybody else.
Yeah,
I always laugh. My grandmother, when she prayed, her voice changed. She prayed in the King James. It was "Thy Father." Like, I always am like, what?
How aren't we today?
Yeah, what is happening? What is going on here? I don't understand this. But, you know, obviously she was raised that way. Where you can pray any way. One of the things I love the most, and my brother and I both talk about it, is like, I could listen to my dad pray.
All day. Yep.
Because he just has that, you know, it's just, he has that relationship and it's real. And it just, I'm like, man, like, I want that. I want to be like, I want to be that grandfather when I'm praying over my kids or praying over my grandkids and they're their trip back home from visiting me, you know, and just and just be like, it's just so rich. Yeah. But you know, it's been years of just time spent with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and so it grows. It grows with you. It grows on you. And, you
and I'll put in a little plug for 5:30 prayer on Thursdays. We pray at 5:30.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We eat at 6.
Yes.
And studies at 6:30. But, you know, this is where, absolutely. You know, for me, I've been coming to prayer for like, I don't know how many years.
A few years, yeah.
Probably 6 or 7 years. And, like, you are who you surround yourself with. Like, go surround yourself with some men that are praying.
Yeah.
You don't have to pray, but it's so cool to hear people pray for the first time.
Yeah.
We'll have guys down in that room. You know, there might be 10 of us. Yeah. It might be 20 of us. And they'll sit there for weeks and months and months and never pray. And then finally, they'll come out of their comfort zone.
That's awesome.
But you surround yourself with these people, and like your dad and like I've just listened to him pray for 7 years.
Yep.
And like you pick up on things and you learn things. And like obviously it should be your own, but like some people don't even know how to pray whatsoever.
Right.
So just come surround yourself with some men. You don't have to pray. Just come in there, sit there, be in the middle of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. And let him guide you in that.
So good.
But it is good. Some of the most powerful times I've ever had at this church, I've been down there at 5:30.
Yeah.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Well, awesome. You guys, we are, I don't know, we've reached like the 36-minute mark.
Holy cow.
So I know. Yeah. I think that's enough to get someone started in praying.
Yeah.
And I don't think we should stop this podcast until we do pray.
Yeah.
So, Matt, you want to close us up in prayer?
Yeah. Before I do though, like as you're listening to this, get someone else to listen to this this week, not just because of numbers, but because like it's important stuff and just spread the word of this. And let's pray.
Amen.
Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we have this opportunity, Lord, and this ability to seek you no matter where we are, Lord, that we can just talk to you openly.
Mm.
Thank you, Lord, for the cross, Lord. For your son coming and dying and raising him from the dead, Lord, that we can have freedom in you, Lord, that we have acceptance, Lord. Thank you for choosing us. Lord, just go with us, Lord. Help us to think of you often, Lord. Think of ourselves, Lord, as needing you more and more, Lord. Nothing that we can do is good enough, Lord. We need you.
Yeah.
In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Wait, let me put in a little something that happened this week.
Yeah, okay. Please do. All right.
So,
ooh.
Like it was just I don't know what day it was, but we've been praying with Roman in the morning, like before I leave or whatever, before the day starts. And I was in a hurry one morning, running around, and he's just sitting there. He's 3 years old. Goes, Dad, can we pray? And I was just like,
that's so awesome.
Like that's how you learn right there.
Exactly.
Like you be the example.
Yeah.
And you do it every single day and you start somewhere like, and like he'll pray, like we'll take turns praying. We'll ask him who you want to pray. Do you want to pray? He'll pray.
Yeah. Oh,
kid's 3 years old and so he's already praying.
Yeah.
So it's like just those little examples. And being that example for your kids, like that's how you get them to that point where, you know, they're not 35 and have never prayed before.
Right.
So, but that was cool.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
That's a good way to end this right here. It is.